Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 11th day of January. The purpose of the day is to read the book titled World Without Cancer. We say again, the title is World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I got to meet Mr. Griffin at one of the Red Pill Expos. I have been promised to be a speaker at the next one. We'll see. And in there, you'll find the protocols for how to not get cancer. And I believe we have with us Jeff Nyquist. Good morning, Jeff. Are you there? Looks like Jeff is not with us yet. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. We've had some technical issues here at the top of the hour. And Jeff, are you there, sir? Hello, Jeff. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Jeff's sending text messages that he's connected, but he doesn't appear to be connected. So, Jeff, if you can hear me, please speak up. We'll see what happens there. Anyway, let's see if the FAA still has all these planes grounded. It was supposed to end an hour ago. Okay, Jeff is not connected. FAA announced about 4 hours ago that all commercial flights were grounded. They were supposed to be grounded until about an hour ago, 9 o'clock Eastern time. I don't have any real updates on what's going on here. Apparently, a computer glitch in the FAA computer system. As we mentioned earlier, there's backups on the backups on the backups. And so I got another note from Jeff that he's here, but it looks like he's not connected. So I don't know what's going on here. Jeff, are you there, sir? Hello, Jeff. Okay. He thinks he's connected, but apparently he's not. We have some technical difficulties. That's the nature of live radio a lot, unfortunately, where these technical difficulties pop up and we have to deal with them live on the air. I'm sure it'll be straightened out one way or the other here before very long. What happened this morning and may or may not still be going on is unprecedented in American commercial aviation history. All commercial flights grounded because of an FAA computer situation. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you have us with us. You may or may not be aware of this, but sometime this morning before 6 a.m. Central Time, the FAA grounded all commercial aviation, more than 1,000 flights, because of a computer glitch. And the update, I don't have a more recent update. It's been about 2 hours ago that they said they'd have the on pause until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern would be 8 a.m. Central. So we'll see. We don't know if these flights have been restored or not. But the FAA computer system would have backups on the backups, wouldn't it, sir?
Well, you would hope so.
Well, of course, it's a given. I mean, it's too important.
I don't think that's ever happened. I can't remember a computer glitch that affects the entire country.
No precedence. There is no precedence. The White House has stepped in on a statement here from the press releases. No evidence of a cyber attack at this point. President has directed Department of Transportation to conduct a full investigation. The FAA will provide regular updates, according to the White House press secretary. All the flights already in the air were allowed to continue to their destinations. They stopped all flights from taking off during this situation here. Of course, if it was a hack job by one of our enemies, we'll probably never know that, would we, sir?
Well, I think you can. There is such a thing as investigating discovering a hack.
Well, I agree. the investigation is going to take place. I'm questioning whether the accurate, true results would ever be released. That's my question. And we simply don't know that. Well, Jeff, moving on from there, the first European war between major powers since 1945 begins its second year in a few weeks. Now, you've been reporting, and Tucker's been reporting, that much of what's going on is not being accurately reported. Is that a fair assessment, sir?
Oh, I don't know. What is not being accurately reported? I mean, when you're going on sources from the internet who are talking to people who are, you know, agents of influence of the Russian government, or you've got Russian propaganda, the Ukrainians also have their propaganda. And you've got people claiming both sides are lying. I think the Ukrainians, because they want to, you know, they want support from the West, are of course emphasizing the bombing of their cities, the artillery strikes on civilians, which we've seen the pictures. I mean, it's not. I mean, there's journalists on the Western journalists on the ground seeing it firsthand. So it's not. But it is a focus that creates sympathy for Ukraine. On the Russian side, their narratives are so counterfactual, it's not even funny. I mean, when you watch that, if you've been following it closely, and this is the thing that bothers me, is that so many people in the United States on the right, you know, conservatives or whatnot, are uncritically accepting Russian narratives about the war. And of course, the, you know, particularly the narrative that somehow Ukraine caused the war, when the war is happening inside Ukraine, not inside Russia. Ukraine wasn't threatening Russia. And the exact same excuses for launching aggression by Moscow are the same excuses Hitler used to launch his aggression into his neighboring countries, and to invade Austria, to threaten Czechoslovakia, to invade Poland, which triggered World War II. I mean, there's literally no difference between the justifications Putin is making and the ones that Hitler made. And there's no more truth to the ones that, in fact, there's more truth to Hitler's claims, although they were mixed with many lies, than there are to Putin's, because Putin's is just really severely dishonest, but yet people believe them. And this is disturbing to me.
Well, it should be disturbing. And I understand the 101st Airborne is in Poland and Europe for the first time since World War II. We have Americans on the ground in Ukraine running these incredibly complex, expensive pieces of equipment. It's at some point won't be a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. At some point, it will become an actual war between the two countries, don't you think?
I don't know. Nobody knows that. 101st Airborne, I think, is deployed in and out of Europe many times since 1945.
Well, maybe they have.
The Rapid Reaction Forces of all the NATO countries are constantly going in and out of Germany and these other places. I mean, normally our headquarters has been Frankfurt, Germany, has been sort of one of the big centers for our deployments in NATO over the last, you know, 70 years since NATO came into existence, 70 plus years. And of course, 101st and the 82nd Airborne, the other air mobile forces, what is it, the Air Cavalry Regiment or Brigade, I forget the name of the 7th Cavalry, I think is often in and out of Europe. They rotate them in and out. But because we're a NATO member, and Romania, which I believe is the country the 101st deployed to, is a NATO country. It's a NATO country very concerned because on its border is Moldova. And in Moldova is a breakaway, so-called breakaway, little country called Transnistria, which is along the Dniestria River, where Russia has maintained vast, you know, airfields, air bases, and storage facilities where large amounts of weapons are kept. The late Peter Pry was the first to draw my attention to this. And I've since talked to people who have more detailed knowledge of this, that Russia could, if it could send its navy or airlift troops in there, and there's weapons ready to go. Russia also has, I believe it is a whole regiment, a brigade is deployed there now. Russian troops have been in there since the beginning of the war, basically in Moldova. And Moldova is crawling with Russian agents, and probably Spetsnaz commandos have already infiltrated the country. So I think that's why the 101st Airborne is there, not to fight the Russians in Ukraine, but to prevent a Russian seizure of Moldova. And there's discussions underway about whether to have Moldova become a NATO country.
Well, I got an update on the 101st. It's not the first deployment since World War II. It's the largest deployment to Europe since World War II.
So they sent the whole division went?
Well, it doesn't say the whole division in this little short article here, so I don't have the details on that. But I know.
It is true. They typically have been using those forces in their brigades as a brigade, So they have it broken up. We used to have regiments, and so maybe it is still broken into regiments. I'd have to. My memory now is gone on it, but the subunits are capable of fighting on their own. So they don't always put them all together. That is true. So, yeah, I don't know the exact history of the deployments, but yeah, that division has been in and out of Europe many times. But the biggest deployment, huh? Well, these divisions are kind of oversized too. We sometimes make, I think a division is around 12,000 men. I think that it's maybe up to 18,000 now, the 101st Airborne, but I don't keep up on it exactly. I just remember reading that somewhere.
I recall just like yesterday when I was with Special Forces at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the 82nd Airborne was being deployed to Africa, and watching these guys get all their gear together and ready to go was quite a sight. It took them about 24 hours to get the trucks and the jeeps loaded and get them ready to go next door to Pope Air Force Base to be loaded up to go to Central Africa. They do this so much that it's a second nature for the 102nd, for the 82nd Airborne to do these kind of operations, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, yeah, the 101st and the 82nd are very famous. They were the two big paratroop divisions that saw the most action in Western Europe at D-Day and beyond, and famously in the Battle of the Bulge, holding Bastogne. That was the position that blocked the advance of the German left flank, and that Patton came to relieve when it was surrounded. And so, these American divisions have an incredible history of achievements in battle.
They do. They're smart. They're tough. They're well trained. They have all the latest equipment. You don't want to mess with the 82nd Airborne, 101st, do you?
No, you really don't. They're the best. They're the best division size units in the U.S. Army, I think.
Yeah, I believe they are.
In terms of eliteness of the troops, the esprit de corps, and sort of the training and whatnot.
Here's we got a caller on hold. John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question concerning the atrocity stories from pre-World War II, just before World War II, or the problems that were going on in divisions, both in Czechoslovakia and in Poland. One thing was the so-called massacre in Bamberg. What was behind these cross border altercations and shooting and conflict going on between that? Was this Marxist provoked in any way?
Which what you're talking about the the border incidences between Germany and Poland before September 1st, 1939? Yes. Well, the Germans staged, and we have very good testimony from top German officials that survived the war, particularly Walter Schellenberg and
Jeff, hold on. We got a bump. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're still dealing with some technical issues here. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Building with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at amazon.com. And, Jeff, you were responding to John from Texas when the break started, sir.
My question is, were incidents like Bomberg or a so-called bomb, I think, and the ethnic tension that was going on between ethnic Germans in Poland and between ethnic Poles within Poland that was reported, Was this something that was spontaneous, or was something that was being possibly manufactured or orchestrated by Marxist subversives were trying to thwart any efforts by any negotiated settlement about the corridor Danzig between Germany and Poland, and possibly create a situation that, you know, that you know, ended up in the August 23rd, 1939 pact, Molotov-Ribbentrop pact, and the erasure of Poland as a boundary, and to prevent Poland from becoming an ally or satellite of Germany, from which they could use it as a base against the Soviet Union.
Okay, Jeff, do you have a response for John's comments and questions? Hello, Jeff. Looks like Jeff may not be with us, but it looks like he is. He's not on mute. Jeff, are you there, sir? Okay. Jeff, are you there, sir? I show him as being reconnected, and he's gone. He'll be back in a moment. I'll give a quick update on Jeff's website. His website's jrnyquist.blog. If you want to subscribe to his website, there's a button at the bottom of each article to make a PayPal donation like I have, and I hope you will do that to help support Jeff Nyquist. And Bob and the Hour break coming up here in about 2 or 3 minutes. While we're waiting for Jeff to get connected, I've known Jeff Nyquist now for about 18 years. I first ran across his writing some articles for one of the online publications. I read his books. We became friends, and I've interviewed Jeff dozens of times, beginning about 17, 18 years ago. And with a long hiatus, and I've had Jeff back on now for, looks like I need to reconnect here at the bottom of the hour. I think is okay. I don't need to reconnect. Jeff Nyquist needs to reconnect. So live radio can really be a hoot sometimes, and this is one of those days. But we'll manage to get through this somehow, some way. And it looks like Jeff is attempting to talk, but I can't hear him. So I don't know what's going on there. Maybe my engineer can give us a heads up on what's going on. I know during the break, so we could not hear the commercials. We couldn't hear the bump. And a lot of confusion here about what to do and how to do it. No surprise. And we'll just press on regardless. Jeff writes an article at least one a week. And he's authored a number of books. They're all for sale at Amazon.com. I encourage people to read his books. His books are excellent, excellent. Very few men and almost no women have sat across the interview table from high-level retired former KGB agents who have defected. And that's what Jeff Nyquist has done. So his information comes from very privileged sources, very privileged. And it's good to know that we have a resource like Jeff Nyquist. I know during the Trump administration, I was saying that Jeff should have a workspace in the West Wing of the White House. Of course, that would not happen with the Biden administration. They don't want to know the truth about communism since they are communists. They simply don't want that. But Jeff is the real deal. A controversial figure. He gets criticized for not saying certain things. He gets commendations for the things he does say. And I'm a big supporter of Jeff Nyquist. No doubt there whatsoever. I expect the bump to happen here in a moment. I won't necessarily hear it because I haven't been hearing the bump now for more than half an hour. But maybe I'll hear the bump or... And the bump is going. We will have bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, TheLibertyMan.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're continuing with some technical issues. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Quick reminder, if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Available at my website along with the mattress pads that go with it. You already have an energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, cozy, and warm. Give you a lot more use of your energy cleaner because you can not only use them on your bed, you can use it on your recliner, on your sofa, your car seat, even your work seat at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. And Jeff, before the break, we were answering John's question. Go ahead, John.
John's question was about, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. John's question was about whether there was Marxists or communists agitating between the ethnic groups, Poland and Germany, that sort of started World War II. No, there's no indication of that. Poland was a larger country than it than its borders were larger than ethnic Poland, and they were not known to be particularly nice to the Ukrainians or the Germans or other non-Poles that were in their country. The Germans were agitated, by Hitler, of course, against the Czechs, and then the Poles. And of course, this created the Polish Corridor crisis. And the Germans actually took prisoners, and they put them in Polish army uniforms, and they had them attack a radio station, which was staged to justify the German invasion of Poland. And of course, that famous, we know from German sources that survived the war, we know that indeed was done, that they faked an attack on their own country. They had a false flag attack on Germany, so to speak. So I hope that answers your question. It was the Germans and the Poles really had a serious disagreement over Danzig. It was not caused by anybody else.
I know they already did, but were the Soviets, sort of in the background were there agents in Poland possibly working with this, trying to possibly stoke the fires of dissent and tension between there was already there and brew it up so that they could prevent any possible peaceful settlement about the corridor of Danzig. What they wanted to do, I guess, was Hitler had originally wanted Poland as an ally, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
But that would not be in the interest of Stalin, would it?
No, I think the problem that Hitler encountered is that Poland had this problem in that they genuinely nationalistically, believed they had defeated the Soviets in the Polish-Soviet War in 1919. And they believed that they were stronger than they were militarily. In fact, the fantasy in the mind of some of the Polish generals was that Hitler, that the German people didn't want a war, which is true. The German people were, everybody, because of the World War I experience, was not enthusiastic about war. It wasn't just the British and the French. But the Poland, they thought that they were going to be in Berlin within a couple weeks if they went to war with Germany, which is really a distorted view. In fact, the Polish ambassador to Germany said that to a Swedish diplomat who was trying to barter an agreement at the last minute between Poland and Germany. And he found, he went to the Polish embassy in Berlin, and they were packing up and saying, oh, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, which is just shocked him, because the Poles had gotten a blank check from the British, and the British had given up appeasement policy because British public opinion turned on Hitler after he finished off the rump of Czechoslovakia, the Czech rump state, and made it into a protectorate of Moravia and Bohemia, right? So what Stalin and the communists did is they just exploited this collapse of the appeasement policy on the part of British public opinion, and they were entertaining delegations from France and Britain and Germany at the same time, and Stalin had, whatever he wanted. So he could either go with the Western allies or he could go with the Germans. And Stalin saw the opportunity of making a pact with Hitler, and saw it entirely to his advantage, because that could trigger a war between the Western powers and Germany, from which he would pick up all these spoils. Like, he would take a chunk of Romania, a chunk of Poland, the Baltic states, and invade Finland. And that was what he had his eye on, to recover territory that the Russian Empire had lost and that the Bolsheviks had lost during the Russian Civil War, which was mainly Poland and Finland, but the other countries too. The other territories too. So that's really what happened. There was no indication in everything that I've read of any, need for Russia to stir up ethnic tensions between Poland and Germany, because there was plenty. I mean, nationalism was a much greater force both in Poland and Germany than it is today. I mean, there was genuine, you know, dislike between those countries, and you have these unsettled borders that shifted after World War I. So you don't have that today.
Okay, well, we'll need to do more. John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Well, our next caller is Darren in Illinois. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. Good morning. I was looking here, John. They say they've resolved the issue with the FAA ground stoppage of flights. So apparently it's been resumed now, the flying. I noticed an article here, Air Force offensive lineman Hunter Brown dies at 21. It looks like he was walking from his dorm room to class, and he had a medical emergency, and he's dead.
Right.
Must have happened yesterday.
Right.
I don't know who's... Well, another thing is, you were mentioning died suddenly. There's another film I found on BitChute out of the UK called Safe and Effective, A Second Opinion. And it's a good film. And apparently in the UK, if you are killed or disabled from the vaccines, the government actually will give you £120,000. They recognize the cause of the accident, and they actually pay out in the UK. And they feature like six or eight people they've lost spouses or they've been disabled. They've had to have amputations because of clotting and such. And they've received these payments from the government, and it's a well done film, and it's called Safe and Effective: A Second Opinion.
Got it.
You can find it on. In terms of who's the most evil, China, Russia, or the United States, or Iran, or who's the most evil? Like if it's a sprint, and they're all vying to be the most evil, I don't know who wins, but I think. One biblical concept would be, to whom more is given, more is expected. And I think as a nation, we United States, we were blessed, but
okay.
We were good. There's a French philosopher that wrote, when America ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. And I'm not remembering his name. But
you're talking about de Tocqueville.
Right.
It's an apocryphal quote. It doesn't really exist in de Tocqueville. People keep quoting it. But there's something in de Tocqueville where you could kind of distill that. So, just a note.
I think there was another one of the founding fathers had made some quotes to that effect as well, that freedom requires self-responsibility. Like, I think a lot of Americans and a lot of Americans' minds, we've equated freedom with hedonism, that freedom means you can just pants are optional or something. You know, it's as though we've lost our judgment. But I'll let you guys go. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Joe.
A comment on this, you know, people making these moral judgments. I don't think it's proper to make such moral judgments. It's very iffy thing because it's such a complicated thing. I mean, first of all, when you say America or you say Russia, the fact is that that again, you're acting as though a country is like an individual. Individuals are morally responsible, right? We're not morally responsible as a group. If a bunch of other Americans are criminals, and I'm not, and that particular gang robs a bank, you say Americans robbed a bank. Does that mean I robbed a bank? No. See, that you can't make a noun of that type into the subject of a sentence, and have it really be true.
Jeff, what you're saying would ruin the entire reparations argument.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, it's collective guilt, but it's also, you know, it's like I said last week about, you know, Tucker Carlson's thing about the CIA killed JFK. You know, the problem is, did the letter C, I, and A do it? You know, what do you mean? Who are we talking about exactly? And it turns out you're not really talking about anyone in particular. It's like you say, well, everyone is guilty. Well, then nobody is. It's like if everybody's somebody, then no one's anybody.
Right.
You know, from the Gilbert and Sullivan song. So you have to be. It's very difficult. So when we're looking at morality, I think the key thing to note is modernity. We have entered a period in the recent centuries, especially since the French Revolution, where the modern world, we moved away from traditional religious understandings of the world, that they became criticized and as science moved up, and they became criticized from the point of view of politics. So you go from where all countries before the American Revolution, with the few, I think you have the Venetian Republic, you have a couple small territories that are ruled by republics, but in general, you have everything's monarchy. And the concept there was that God, the monarch is crowned in a ceremony in which God blesses the monarch, so that it's the monarch's responsible to God. But you go to republics and you go to democracy where sovereignty doesn't rest in God. It rests in the people. So you've made the people into God, which is in terms of political theory, it's problematic if you believe there is a transcendental reality and there's a God. So, and this is true throughout the world. This secularization process was also a demoralization process. I think we can't deny it. So you had, and even in China, you had the mandate of heaven, where people looked to the divine as the sanction for what emperors or kings did. And then suddenly now the sanction is we voted for it, right? We voted for abortion, you know, or the Supreme Court did it. And then suddenly you're moving away. And I think that's been problematic for all modern countries and for the demoralization of Russia, China, the United States, all countries. It's a common thing. So that would be my comment on, you know, are people evil? Yeah.
Well said, Jeff. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. John, I've got a couple of things, and then I've got a couple of questions for Jeff. One, just a thought for you. On your Liberator rocket stove, it might behoove you guys to think in terms of mounting some kind of slabs of soapstone or some other form of that as a heat sink to help increase the efficiency and beauty of it. That's just a thought for you. The other thing is, I think you should figure out a way on your program to have the other Steve, not Steve Bannon, but that other Steve, because he is an extremely intelligent guy, and I'd really like to hear him for a whole hour. That would really be helpful. I got two things for you, Jeff, where I disagree with you on the whether or not you can call a country in itself moral or not. God does. I mean, God judges Israel as what the actions of the country that have been done, regardless of their leaders. There's always like a remnant that God saved in Israel, but they were all, the entire country was taken off except for this small remnant into captivity multiple times. So I think that God judges countries according to their wickedness and the deceitfulness of who they are. And I think we are just, I don't think there is a totally moral, if you will, or holy or perfect country. I see us as having done a lot of really great things. We've sent more missionaries out than ever before in all of the world. But on the other side of the coin, I think our country as a rule has become more and more deceptive and wicked in the last century than the propaganda wants to tell us. That's one comment. And then I've got a question for you.
No, can I respond to that?
Go ahead, Jeff. No,
look, you're talking about God's judgment. People are asking me to judge or human beings to judge. Well, let me just say, if you want to judge by abortion or the infant infanticide, there's more of that in China and Russia than in the United States. I mean, 25 years ago, the average Russian woman had had 7 abortions. So if you look at that, if you want to judge by quantity, I mean, even today, more Russian women are having abortions than American women, you know, killing their babies. Obviously, that is against God. If you want to look at church attendance or people who are seriously religious, before the pandemic, they had at the last Easter Sunday, they had a census in Russia, which is in 2019. Only 4% of Russians attended Easter services in Russia. You had, you know, I think it was way over 30%, maybe over 40% in the United States. So in terms of how many people take God seriously, still America is a country that takes God more seriously than either Russia or China, has fewer abortions than either Russia or China.
Jeff, hold on. Yeah. We got our last break. Yeah. Carl, thank you for your call.
Hold on. No, I'll hold on if you could.
Okay, we'll wrap it up. Hold on, Carl.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Still dealing with the technical issues. Carl, you got a further comment for Jeff here?
Yeah. Real quick, Jeff, I know you ain't got much time. The difference between Russia, China, and the United States and their abortions and all of that is the American America was founded on godly principles, and we claim godliness. You cannot expect a non-Christian to act as a Christian would, because they're not been born again. Neither can you expect Russia and China to act like a Christian nations. We still, God is going to judge the 60-whatever million abortions that we had. But my question before, a quick question before the end of the hour, is why does Russia seem to really want Finland?
Because how do you think Russia got to be 11 time zones? The Russians have traditionally attacked and invaded their neighbors. That's how they got so big. You just go back in time and see how small the Duchy of Muscovy was. Muscovy was not as big as it is now. They continuously fought offensive, aggressive wars. Finland had been part of Sweden at the time of Napoleon, and they fought a war with Sweden and took it away. So then Finland was part of the Russian Empire for nearly 100 years, and it got away during the Bolshevik Revolution. The whites won in Finland, and they've wanted it ever since. Stalin invaded Finland. Russia has threatened Finland more recently, yeah?
Does Finland have some kind of strategic importance?
Well, it has certain minerals in it, and it's adjoining Sweden, so if you want to invade Sweden, you need to have Finland.
Okay.
See,
that's all I got, John.
You don't get to be 11 time zones unless you keep expanding, right?
Exactly. Kyle, thank you for your call. Jeff got just over a fraction more than a minute to wrap up your thoughts for the day, sir.
I would encourage people to read history and to think and to try to improve your mind, because in order to understand things, you have to really know a lot and to be able to judge what you're hearing, to know whether what you're hearing is plausible or true. You really are at sea if you don't have any background information. So that's why, you know, people used to ask me when I taught history to high school students, you know, Mr. Nyquist, why do we need to know this? It's because they're lying to you in the media. And in order to tell whether they're lying, you have to know something more than just to come at it with a blank mind. So that would be my comment for the day.
Okay. Well said. Well, Jeff, we appreciate being with us and putting up with the technical issues we've had to deal with, and we look forward to visiting with you next week, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. All right, what a day. Live radio, what a hoot. But we'll be back tomorrow morning with Dr. Horowitz. Always look forward to having Dr. Horowitz with us. He could not be with us last week. We'll have Tom Berryhill visit with us for a little bit. Friday, we'll have Dr. Huff. We'll have Tom Berryhill discussing emergency communications. Very, very important emergency communications. And so we'll look forward to next tomorrow. And in the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless the United States of America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.